This is an RNIB talking book.
Puppies in the Pantry by Lucy Daniels.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Puppies in the Pantry, Chapter 1. How exciting, said Mandy's mum, Emily Hope. They're going to make a film at Bleakfell Hall. Mrs. Hope was busily reading the morning's mail over breakfast. She stuffed the letter back in its envelope. Breakfast at the Hope's busy veterinary practice, Animal Ark, was always a hurried affair. Fruit juice, cereal, low-fat yoghurt lately, as Mr. Hope was on a diet. Toast, if you were lucky. All eaten at a huge old pine table in their oak-beamed cottage kitchen. Mandy dragged her eyes away from her last-minute revision for a biology test that morning. Mrs. Hope took a final mouthful of juice and rose from the table. "We've been asked to check out the animals they're using," she said. Mandy's father looked up from his newspaper. "Bleakfell Hall, eh? That'll be interesting." He stroked his dark beard thoughtfully. "Mixing with film stars. Don't let it go to your head, Emily." Mandy felt a flutter of excitement in her stomach. That would be a real event for the sleepy village of Welford. Famous film stars in their midst. Her friend, James Hunter, would be excited too, although she knew he really preferred football to films. "What kind of a film are they making, Mum?" Mandy tucked a strand of blonde hair behind her ear, her blue eyes...